the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
It's time for Tech Thursday with Andy O'Donoghue. And Andy, recently you spoke to us about cycling and running and walking and hiking apps. We're going maybe a little bit what some people would think elitist today, but more and more people are getting interested in golf because of the success of Rory McIlroy. I believe there's waiting lists in most golf clubs now these days to try and get memberships. The public courses are often full. So let's talk a little bit about golf gadgets, which I remain to be convinced by, I have to admit, as somebody who's only playing golf 5 years, but I'm investing more in clubs than I am in the gadgets to go with the clubs. So let's talk through some of the golf watches first. I mean, tell us about the Garmin Approach S62 Golf GPS watch.
And this, I suppose, Matt, really in a sense is kind of the big golf gadget. For years, people, I suppose, used, kind of like an electronic scorecard, which had a rudimentary map of a golf course. You could see where hazards were, you see the bunkers on them, that kind of thing. However, Garmin were the first company to really make a sophisticated golf watch. And the Garmin Approach, and there's a couple of different versions, but the S62 is very advanced. They're not cheap. You're always talking between €400 and €500 for a Garmin Approach watch. But it is a premium GPS watch. And it gives you all the information you need on your wrist as you play a course. But built into the watch is access to, I think, 40-odd thousand preloaded courses, so you have the map of the course. It kind of has a virtual caddy feature, so it'll give you club advice and things like that. But because it's a Garmin watch, you have fitness and health features built in, which is very clever, including heart rate monitoring and pulse oximetry sensor as well. If you're having a bad day on the course or there's a potential for an eagle, heart rate monitoring is probably kind of fun to do. But it also has Garmin Pay, which is really good. So you're buying tees or golf balls in the pro shop on the way out. You don't even need your wallet. You can check out with them. But what does it do? I suppose it is an all-in-one solution for golf course navigation. You've got your map, shot tracking, because it's tracking your movement, so it knows where you are on the fairway or in the rough. And also you get fitness monitoring built in as well. So you're probably going to see people who are maybe more serious about golf or who play overseas and they want a map of the course with them. But it would be a wonderful gift for somebody who is a serious golfer.
Can you give me a cheaper version though?
And there is a cheaper version, and there's a couple. And one that I like for about literally half the price, €200, €250, is a watch from a company called ShotScope. And their version 5 of their GPS watch is really good, and it is a GPS golf watch with, again, automatic shot tracking because it's tracking where you're walking, and you get that advanced performance analysis. It records your data, includes the distance, because of course if you tee off, your ball lands, you go up, you wait around for a couple of minutes, well, it makes the assumption, usually correctly, that that's the length of your drive or your second shot or whatever. So you get that distance measurement, the shot location, so you can review your round, see where you were off track, etc., etc. Doesn't have quite as many courses as Garmin, but it has over 30,000 courses built in. It also has a really nice display. It's a small display, it's a watch display, but it's 1.2 inches, and it's actually really nice quality, but it's very lightweight, it's waterproof, and you get 10 hours battery life. So even in the slowest four ball known to man, you should get home.
Well, the waterproof is important, particularly given the showers that you can get if you're playing golf in Ireland, and also the size of the display, because there's not much use in having a watch with all this information if the screen display is such that you find it hard to read. There's something else you have, and a rangefinder. You've gone for, I think, again, for one of the more expensive rangefinders.
Yeah, and there are cheaper versions. Rangefinders have been around for a long time, and they work like kind of a monoscope, and you were always able to, if you focused on the pin or the flag on a green, you could it would figure out how far you were from the hole, allowing you to make an appropriate club selection. However, Bushnell have a laser rangefinder that really gives precise distance to the flag, but also to hazards or to a specific tree that you can ensure that you keep out of your way. And it uses a thing called pin seeker technology. It also includes, very cleverly, slope adjustment and this jolt vibration technology So you can lock onto onto your target, be it a pin or part of the fairway, to get accurate readings. It has a 6x magnification. So if you're a long way from home, so to speak, you can get a good close-up view. But it is known for its precise yardage measurement. And again, as you mentioned it, waterproof and durable. So having it in your bag kind of might give you an edge.
Okay, I have to admit I'm a little bit sceptical about the next one you have for us as well. The Swing Caddy SC300i Portable Launch Monitor. What is that?
Now, this is one of the cheaper launch monitors that you can buy. In pro shops and golf schools, you will see really fancy launch monitors, big screens, real-time analysis, lots of different dials. To do with your golf swing. However, at €400 or so, the Swing Caddy SC300 is a compact version of that, and it's portable. So you can bring it out onto the practice range, probably not a course, no one's going to welcome that, but onto a practice range or a field if you've got, or if you're chipping out in the back garden. Gives you real-time performance metrics, and that includes your swing speed, the ball speed after your tee off, gives you your carry distance and what they call the smash factor, kind of that impact measurement. So it helps you, I suppose, it really the idea is to help you refine your game, refine your swing with data. And of course, you can use it indoors and outdoors if you're using an indoor practice range. It's really designed for somebody, I suppose, who's serious about lessons or who's working on a specific part of their game. But at the price, even a couple of people might buy one together and swap, you know, and share it as both of them are playing. But compared to the professional versions, it struck me as really good value and gets really good reviews, Matt.
Okay, and tell us then about the Garmin Approach CT10 club sensors.
I did not know these existed until recently, because I thought that everything was always done by, you know, that little camera, like the what we've just been talking about, something that monitors your swing. But Garmin sell a set of club sensors, and they are very sophisticated, and they attach to the top of your grip. They kind of look like very large tees, in fact, and you insert them into the grip. And they sync with your Garmin watch or a mobile app, and they give you detailed analysis of club performance. Don't forget, you can buy a couple of these if you're worried about driving or if you're having trouble using, you know, chipping or sand wedge, things like that. But if you buy the set, there's a set available for about €200 for a set of 14, and you get automatic shot tracking with these sensors across all your clubs. And it also does things like it tracks distance and performance by each club. So when you finish a game or when you come home from the range, you can review each individual club's performance, and then you can think about adjusting your game or talking to whoever you're taking lessons with about improving the problems that you found.
And you have another version of similar thing, haven't you? The GolfSense 3D Swing Analyzer.
And this is kind of a cheaper version, and this kind of attaches, believe it or not, to your golf glove.
Well, I don't wear a glove.
Yeah, well, so, but for people who do, even out of habit, and lots of people do, even if it's not wet, attaches to your glove and gives you the key metrics, gives you swing speed, gives you tempo, and it gives you that plane measurement of your shot. And you get instant feedback through the smartphone app. I know, you know, you've got to be going out to kind of have a practice round, a learning round, as opposed to just a friendly round. But people like the real-time feedback, and it gives quite a nice 3D swing analysis, you know, from that outside-in or inside-out kind of swing that some people have. Works with iOS and Android, and for €150, again, I would say, if someone you care about plays golf, it's a nice gift.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us for Tech Thursday. We'll be back with the 5 of 5 after this.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.